Sartre considers that if values are vague, and if they're always too broad in scope to apply to the specific and concrete case under consideration, we have no choice but to rely on our instincts. Many look for moral advice, and more often than not, this moral advice comes from a specific doctrine. However, Sartre goes against the idea that doctrines should provide any sort of answer with regards to morality. To illustrate this idea, he gives the example of one of his students coming to him for help with a moral dilemma. The student's brother was killed by German forces during the Second World War in 1940. The student himself lived with his mother, whose husband, his father, had left them. After being left by her lover and learning of the death of her son, the woman was inconsolable. Her only comfort in life was her son, the student. The student got the choice of joining the Free French Forces and going to England, where he would get the chance to fight and avenge his brother's death. Doing so, however, would include having to leave his mother behind and being unable to comfort her or help her with her life. His absence, and perhaps his death, might become too much for her to bear, while his staying behind would guarantee benefit to her life. Him leaving with the French forces could not guarantee any benefit to the war effort, since he might be assigned a pointless position, get captured, or even be killed. Sartre describes his two options as two different moralities, one motivated by individual sympathy, the other of a larger scope with larger ambitions. One guaranteed to succeed, the other more ambiguous. When asked what the student should choose, all Sartre could do was remind him of his own freedom and responsibility. It's your choice to make. This is because any doctrine or universal rule is too abstract to apply to specific, individual cases such as these. For any choice, it could be argued that it follows or breaks a certain moral rule depending on what you focus on. Doctrines, in short, are useless. Only the student can decide. People like to look at doctrines for moral advice. They want to be taught what to do and how to make moral choices, for it would make life easier and absolve them from making hard choices that they'd then have to justify all by themselves. We also tend to ask others what the right or best thing to do would be. Sometimes people feel compelled to blindly follow others without following their own gut feeling, misrecognizing their own freedom and wrongly denying personal responsibility. To avoid fooling yourself in such a way, Sartre stresses that an individual must always make the choice by choosing what path compels them the most. To take one last look at the student and his dilemma, in the end, the student realized that he could only decide what instinctively feels best to him. Of course, asking for advice is helpful in the sense that it offers inspiration or previously unconsidered options. However, never let yourself be fooled that you can give up your choice to anyone or anything else. Make the choices that are most authentic to you.